Hey guys, so we're talking about how much does your kind of ethical code and your upbringing affect your decision making. And Ms. Gonzalez asked us a question, and it was, you know, if you're driving in a car with your mum and you get into a car accident where your mum will die, or you end up killing 7 kids, what would you do? And many people chose they would kill the 7 kids. And if they didn't have the upbringing or the cultural implication that family is very important, that decision would be completely different. So what do you guys think about that?
So connecting to that point of view, so I think the other point of view that was also discussed in our group was that if you have an emotional connection that is more to your mom in some cultures, so it's more tied to emotions, that if your mom is closer to you than those 7 children are, then of course people would choose to kill 7 children. But if you do think in the other way, if your culture is more based around upbringing the children and providing them with a good and safe life, of course you would choose the other decision.
I think like our decisions are really influenced by our background and like our beliefs too. Like it's really important, the personal culture unit, because we kind of got like to learn about that and like what influences
Has impacted your life.
So like your family and your upbringing, maybe your education has a huge impact on that, so I definitely agree.
I agree, because in many cultures it's like what Vicky said, my culture is definitely family is like more important than I guess maybe strangers, but there's many views, I guess.
And maybe connecting to the first unit of nature versus nurture, so maybe of course we will never think that points of view would be only because of nature, and most of that is focusing on of this unit would of course be nurture.
Well, what we sometimes forget is that it's not always these, you know, life or death, you gotta kill 7 kids or kill your mom. It's these everyday quick decisions that your brain makes. So whether it's, you know, should I walk up, like when you go into school, should I walk up to my friends, or should I go straight to class? And it's like, I want to go see my friends because I know them, and that affects and me knowing them and the culture kind of surrounding your friends and family affects the way you make even like tiny decisions.
Or like what activities you choose at school, like let's say you choose basketball or something, that's definitely influenced by just like automatic thinking of like what you like and maybe your past experiences with sports.
Yeah, and maybe still that maybe your emotions and maybe if you say your history, we could put it that way, of your parents, maybe that could also affect of what you choose and your choices further in life.
Okay. So I think we can all agree that to a very high extent, our culture and our personal upbringing really affects our decision making. Right, guys?
Yeah!